Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Yeah, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. 'Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been hiding. And I never had someone to come on. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone. But I'm at one with the silence. I found peace in you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is the CEO and founder of PharmaLogix Recruiting. After 4 years of life science recruiting, or being in the life science recruiting business, Megan not only decided to become an entrepreneur, she created a unique recruiting company in life sciences. Megan is a huge advocate for equal pay and has made cutting-edge strides on gender equality by creating a transparent environment around everyone's salary in her own firm. And we're about to find out what's next in Megan's future. Megan Driscoll, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You are so amazing. I can't even say. I could have researched you for days and days and probably weeks. There's so much information out there about you, and you're sharing a lot.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think, there's just few women leaders. Mm. There's just not enough women leaders.
So not enough women CEOs.
Not enough women on boards, not enough women in leadership. So I think that I've taken it kind of upon myself to be vocal on those topics and to be out there in media and in writing and in speaking engagements and things like that. There's a lot more material about me, but it's also because I'm really interested in sort of sharing not my story, because I don't think that's necessarily relevant, but that the point is that it can be for all. There's no limit to someone's ability to be successful. And the limitations are internal.
The cliche, the glass ceiling.
There is one, and it's the reason why there aren't many of us on boards and CEOs, and there's a reason for it, systemic, long history of why. But we have the ability to make those changes. The choices that we make as women also, we need to be able to empower ourselves and know that it's possible. Mm. And so what my message is, you know, generally what I like to talk about is, let's level the playing field. Let's work on those historical endemic issues that prevent women from a seat at the table. But let's also talk about women feeling confident that they can have it too. Because I think our confidence has been kicked.
Yeah. And what did I read somewhere this morning? Women's rights are human rights.
Yeah, women's rights are human rights. I mean, we have a whole, I have a whole blog on that topic in general, you know, and Hillary Clinton said that. And it's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. And today we're in a totally, I mean, I am amazed at how much has changed just in the last couple months, you know, with the Me Too movement. And,
oh, yes.
You know, I think that this is like it's a time of reckoning. And not just on the issues of sort of sexual harassment that have existed, and every female that I know in a leadership position has experienced it, including myself. But that should, and I hope, emboldens women in many other ways.
Yes.
You know, to become more assertive and sort of aggressively taking back their power that they've always had. But that, you know, has been diminished over time, again, from systemic.
And aggressive is a strong word, but we need to be more aggressive about it. If we're going to see any changes, I read somewhere, at the pace we're going, it's not going to really be 50% equality until, what, 21,
22. You know, that's a lifetime away it's a lifetime's away, right? We can't wait for that. But at the rate we're going, absolutely, that's about when it should happen. But, you know, who knows? That could be even a little
that overzealous.
Oh, that exactly. Mm-hmm. That number might actually be.
Now you've been named Entrepreneur of the Year in 2015.
Yep.
And since then, you've received many accolades.
Yeah.
What does it all mean to you?
I think it's a recognition. You know, last year I won this year, 2018 Small Business of the Year Award by the Boston Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, I read that too.
What I loved about that was that the three finalists were all women.
Nice.
And it was funny, I got an email from someone and they were like, I saw that you were a finalist for the Women's Award. And I wrote them back, it actually isn't a Women's Award.
Oh.
It's a CEO Award.
Oh, that is lovely.
It just
lovely.
Happens that the three finalists
oh,
were female.
Oh, that is lovely. There's a Freudian slip right
yeah,
there, right?
I know, it's really funny. And they weren't meaning to be... Anyway,
negative.
Just
it wasn't negative. Yeah, it was
right,
positive.
That, yeah, exactly. So that was, I was really proud of that just in general. I said, you know, when they announced the finalists, oh, who cares who even wins?
Yeah.
We kind of all just won, you
yes.
know? And so, you know, I think
giving
what's, yeah, I think what's great about the winning of the awards are kind of like, what I like most about that is, again, it's just more power to show to others that it's possible.
Mm.
Like that it's possible for this to happen.
Mm.
We have to be able to believe that it can be true, that we can have 50% of everything.
Well, and we are...
Home and in professional
life. Well, we're physically not equal. And that there lies...
Well, I guess it depends on how you define our physical... our physicalness, right?
Mm.
Like, I find it to be incredibly amazing that we... get to have children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a detriment. They don't get to do that. So physically, I think I'm superior.
I kind of do too, but I was a little hesitant to say that out loud.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, I think the issue, again, as it relates to just equality in general, right, is that it can't be in one part of your life, right?
Mm.
So a woman can't be able to do what she needs to do to be able to become a leader within an organization or the CEO or anything.
Mm.
If she doesn't have the support at home to be shared responsibilities.
Yes.
Right? So I think what the issue just is that we have this perception and it's become a reality that women have to do more, are doing more at home.
And have to get paid less.
Exactly. And then likewise.
Have to cut the hours.
It's so many confounding factors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you look at restaurant workers, which I just find, I was eye-opening. I actually spoke in front of the Mass State Legislature last year about the sort of $15 minimum wage increase. So I've been part of that movement as a CEO representing the business community for why it's a good thing for us to go to $15 minimum wage. But I was the last to speak, so I got to hear all these other women come forward.
Great.
All these other people come forward.
Love it.
Not women. And
which is just spinning your wheels.
Oh,
and
yeah. It was so...
feeding your creative
yeah.
thoughts.
Well, and just so humbling, like, you know, here's somebody who, if you just think about restaurant workers, right? So women really are only able to take, in many cases, working women with children can only take the shifts during the day or during the week. Well, there's not, and they're tip workers. They're making $3.85 an hour, and they're relying on tips to make up the difference.
Mm.
Well, they're not having as many customers on Tuesday afternoon at noon as they are on Saturday night at 8, but they can't take Saturday night at 8 because they've got children at home.
Yes.
So it's like the system disadvantages women in so many other ways,
yes.
too. So you have systemic issues like that, professional issues for why women earning less in general.
Yep.
I think it's 72 cents on the dollar right now, women
mm-hmm.
earning 70 in Massachusetts,
for,
which is a progressive
white
state. White women, it's I think it's like 60-something cents for black women, and I think for Latinas it's even lower.
Mm.
So, and that's, again, in Massachusetts, a progressive state, that's happening.
Yeah.
But then again, you also have what I would consider home life issues that also prevent women from being able to take on those leadership responsibilities and take those roles. They feel they can't do all of that successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think men need to step up to the plate, or husbands, fathers,
mm.
you know, need to do more at home to support their wives and mothers who want to have
and is
a career,
it really,
a successful
and,
career.
And who, this was going to be a question later on, but who is this really in the hands of? And who really needs to take ownership of the huge salary difference?
Well, men are in charge. So, you know, when I launched Do It For Your Daughters, which was a few years ago, it's designed to speak to men. It doesn't matter if I hire women at the same rate as men or promote women at the same rate as men. I do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that 60% of my business is female and over 60% of my leadership team is female. Doesn't matter. There's not enough of me. Mm-hmm. So the change has to happen with the white and the man and the male owned businesses. Like men have to promote women at a faster clip. It's in their hands ultimately professionally.
Well, I almost made the pledge, but you're on your Do It For Daughters website.org and it's the number 4.
Yep.
But you really want men to make the pledge, is that right?
I mean women too. Obviously I'm an equal opportunity.
Yes, obviously.
But for sure. I mean the Inc. 5000 is the fastest growing private companies in the country. We've been on the list for the last 5 years. There is only 800 or so women every single year on that list.
Mm.
It's really up to the 4,200 owners
to make
the change.
Yeah.
Because even if the 800 do it, even if they do, that's not good enough.
And frankly, the bottom line is when there are more women.
Companies do better. They make more money. They have higher employee satisfaction rates. Harvard, McKinsey has done a ton of research. And if you go to one of our I have a website running called wagetransparency.org. And on that is a useful links and a resources section. And it'll bring you to a ton of fantastic research that's new in the last several years, talking about how women on boards, women-led companies, women on boards, women who have companies that have a large majority of women in leadership are more financially stable. They get more funding. They have higher employee satisfaction rates. Mm-hmm. I mean, across the board, when you talk about health of a company and also the financial, the financial bottom line is better in companies that have more women in leadership.
And so we're still dragging our feet and we got to go to break.
Yeah.
So I hope you stay with us when we come back. My guest is Megan Driscoll, and you can go to megandriscoll.com.
Yep.
Is probably the best place to find you.
Yeah.
So, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the event that you're going to be at, which is the story behind her success luncheon. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Marketing can be fun and easy at Leone Marketing Solutions. Rachel Leone can help you stand out from the crowd with innovative ideas and cutting-edge products. Rachel is the marketing professional that can help you boost your brand and stand out in the marketplace with the power of promotional products. Rachel Leone is your marketing expert. Leone Marketing Solutions is 100% women-owned, and they make it easy for you to do business with them. Visit LeoneMarketingSolutions.com today and get your next idea started. That's Leone, L-E-O-N-E, MarketingSolutions.com.
Thank you.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Megan Driscoll. You can go to megandriscoll.com to find out more about Megan. And she is being honored at the BWME Story Behind Her Success Luncheon, which is being held on Friday, October 19th at the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy. Tickets are on sale now for $80 on Eventbrite. So just go there and look for Story Behind Her Success and become a part of it. If you want to be inspired, that's really what it's going to be all about. However, what I want to ask you is what you're going to be interviewed at this luncheon.
Yeah.
I think there's a 20-minute interview. What do you want people to take away with?
Well, the first thing I would say is that the couple of the other speakers, too, are, like, awesome. There's a cancer.
Yes.
I think she has terminal cancer.
Yes.
And just her story is amazing. And then Erica McDermott, I think, mm-hmm. the actress, she's so cool. Like, I'm, like, excited to meet her.
I'm interviewing her.
She's awesome.
She's coming up.
Yeah, I can't. I'm so that would make I'd be like so nervous talking to her.
But don't put that in my head.
Sorry. Don't be nervous at all.
So, what do you want people to walk away with?
So, I think it's sort of an interesting eclectic group of people. I was really honored that they chose me to participate in this group because I do what I think that what I offer the day is a little bit of.
Empowerment
of, you know, there are so many women who have so many amazing ideas and for a variety of reasons, they don't move forward with that idea, that business opportunity. Right. Hmm. And so what I hope that people leave with is that it is possible for you to create a business of your dreams that will serve your family financially, right? You financially, but it could serve your soul at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. It's possible to do that. And it can be as big as you want it to be or as small as you need it to be. And by owning your own business, especially for women, is it can be big when you have the time, maybe when your kids are older or before you have them. It can be small when your children are little mm-hmm. and they need more from you. You don't have to have, it doesn't have to be the same as it moves across life.
It doesn't have to be end all and be all right from the get go.
And even a small business that you launch could lead to some other bigger, different idea. It's like Sheryl Sandberg, you know, it's like done is better than perfect.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's just like get started.
Yeah.
So I hope
it's progress.
Progress,
not perfection.
Right. And I hope that people leave thinking, I hope that a couple people leave that audience and think, I'm gonna start this up next week. Like, I hope it gives them at least my part, you know, for those budding entrepreneurs in the room to feel like this is possible. Mm. Not expensive, not necessarily hard to do. It's not necessarily hard to do.
Yeah.
I guess.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, for sure.
So if they can just pull that will together.
Especially if the job, if the business, if it's, you know, you may have professional skills, and if those professional skills line up with your sort of soul's purpose, mm-hmm. right, when you can combine those two things together, it won't even feel like work.
Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. I'm still looking to get that book. I keep saying I'm going to get
it.
I've read it
a couple times.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's a great book. It's on my book list.
Tell me there's Massachusetts has taken on a new law.
Yeah.
And there's a clause in there I read that you think would be monumental if the word got out. So what is the law?
The law, so pay parity is a topic of much concern. It has been something that people have been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
California last year passed sort of a pay parity law in place. Massachusetts modeled off of the California law. It's a little bit different. There's New York City, not New York State, but New York City has passed laws. There are like 14, 15, 20 additional states that will be moving forward with pay parity laws legislation in the next few months to next year.
So that's positive. That's awesome.
Our law in Massachusetts basically says that you can no longer ask a potential candidate what they're currently earning. You can only ask what their expectations are. And the reason for that is that oftentimes companies make offers based on what people are earning, obviously. And if women are perpetually always women, Latina, you know, minorities and women both are paid less, then we're just continuing
the
cycle of pay being paid less, right?
We're never changing the cycle. Okay.
Exactly.
Love it.
The thing that they left out, which is included in the California law, is the issue of discussing. So in California now, it's also illegal to penalize an employee for disclosing what they're paid. So we're kind of pulling the veil back, right? Like this perception that we can't talk about what we're paid was really like developed by like some white guy like 60 years ago, right? Yeah. And then it's been very self-serving because if we don't talk about what we're earning, then we don't know how bad off we are.
Yes.
And my contention is that in a
But you can kind of guesstimate what somebody earns in some cases. I don't know, by your sale of your house, the price of a house, it's got to be three times your income.
But we're talking 30% difference in pay. So that's not really going to give you, right?
Yeah,
like just with the house that someone lives in doesn't give you an indication of what someone's earning.
I don't know. Sometimes you can, I feel like when you know someone's a teacher, a nurse, a registered nurse, I don't know, you can maybe put a little kind of thing together where you can kind of understand their income. But we're not close enough. It's not.
But that's complicated with who they're married to and how much money they make. And, you know, so that isn't. But basically, you're not allowed to talk about salary. Right. Like it is always shunned upon
for people to talk about salary. It's taboo.
It's taboo for a good reason. Right. Because it keeps us in their place, you know, ultimately. So California went as far to say that no longer can you ask people what they're currently earning. But in addition, you cannot penalize employees for talking about pay. Because I would contend that if like Sarah and George, right, are both project managers, and George finds out that Sarah is earning 30% less, and Sarah finds out that George is earning 30% more, both are going to be upset. Right? Like, it's not just that Sarah is going to be upset. I think George is going to feel like, oh, God, why am I making so much more money? So I think we have to
add. And she might even be pulling more weight.
Exactly. We need to add more transparency in that. So what I'm working on is I've got two state legislatures, one that represents Duxbury and one that represents Quincy, and we're going to be working on creating legislation this year to take that next step to kind of do what California did in its original law and try to see if we can append it to the existing legislation that just got passed in July. Because again, I think the only way we're going to have pay parity is if we get to wage transparency.
And you're all about transparency.
Yes.
Core
and
value.
We did it internally as well. Like
core
at my company,
value. We got to go to break, but when you first did it, how easy was it to switch it over?
Not an issue. I mean, my people are paid equally. So we published
our transition.
Pay rates. It would be it's going to be a transition for those that don't have pay parity for sure. But there's reasons to do it. Many, many more reasons than just being a good person.
And you can get over that hump.
Yeah, for sure.
You
need
to get past that obstacle.
Exactly. It's happening anyway. So let's do the right thing and just expedite it a little faster.
We got to go to break. We're past our break time here. MeganDriscoll.com. You can go visit to check out Megan. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Leticia Costa, Vice President of Business Banking, Commercial Lender with Eastern Bank. Eastern Bank has been the number one SBA lender in New England for 8 consecutive years. My goal is to support small businesses with completely customizable lending options. It can be complicated, so that's why I, Leticia Costa, do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's start the conversation. Contact me at l.costa@easternbank.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections Cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Being an expert on your business is what you do best. But do you know what's happening behind the scenes of your website? Linda Greenberg with Firetail Marketing can give you a complete analysis on what's working and where your site is lacking. Linda founded Firetail Marketing to provide insight and help create the lead generation plan you desire. She can even give you tips on running a successful Facebook ad campaign. Get your analysis today. Contact Linda at FiretailMarketing.com.
Is it anything and everything you offer? the truth to me.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Megan Driscoll. And I want to really quickly address your experience meeting Dan Price.
Yeah. So if you don't know Dan Price, he's the CEO of a company, like a credit card processing company out in Seattle. He made news in 2015 when he announced that he was going to increase everybody's base salary to $70,000. So he's been
even keel.
Yep. Everybody base salary. Well, anybody who was not earning 70 was going to move to 70. He was going to do that out over 3 years. So everybody jumped up to 50, then to 60, then to 70 over a 3 year period of time. Got a lot of notoriety for that. He was on the cover of Inc. magazine, Forbes, and many people know him as the 70K CEO.
Mm.
He spoke at the Inc. 5000 conference that I went to in 2016, and he talked about this concept of profits over purpose over profits and a living wage. And I was really impacted by that. I felt very connected to this comment about living wage, because I hadn't thought about a living wage as it related to my employees at the time. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought I paid them well. Mm-hmm. The way they were paid was a $38,000 base salary. These are for my majority of my staff who are recruiters, basically commission-based people. $38,000 base salary, and then they could earn up to $20,000 in commissions.
And everybody was the same?
All of them were the same. Yep. Okay. They had the same opportunity. Obviously, commissions were dependent upon success.
Yes.
But yes, they all got paid the same, had the same opportunity. They were new grads, young people. So they could make, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in their first year. But what I failed to recognize was that they were getting a rental property. They were leasing a car on the $38,000, right? And so that was preventing them really from, even though their total income was enough, they couldn't use that for daily life. They couldn't guarantee that that commission was going to be what that commission was.
Living wage.
So that was the end of 2015 when I heard him talk. And on the back of a napkin, on the way back from that conference, I had a napkin because I left all my stuff in the up above and we couldn't get up and it was rocky. And so anyway, I went back and I did this math. And I thought, okay, if I move everybody up to what I think would be much more appropriate for living in Boston, $50,000, and then I kept the commission the same, what would that do to my business? So it was about $500,000 we had to infuse into our business.
And how did the energy shift?
Yeah. So I came back. I told my my other partners. I had, you know, a few people that worked for me that were minority shareholders. And I said, I really want to invest this money into the business. I have no idea if it's going to hit our bottom line. Like, it could just come right out of the profit. Mm. I don't know, but I feel like we need to do this. So we did it 2016. And we changed everybody's salaries. I had to bump a bunch of people up who were more senior to a higher salary base because then they would be too close to one another. So it was $500,000. And in that year, our profit margin went up, actually.
And your retention.
Yep, retention went up.
Doubled.
Exactly. Our retention doubled. And then I heard these amazing stories. Dan Price came. There's a really great video on YouTube that Dan Price did when
that
he came and surprised
so
and visited me. Yeah. And he took video of some of the people who work for me, and they were like, I got to move out of this basement apartment. My wife and I bought a new home, and we have a baby coming. There was like all these things that I didn't know about, how that really affected people's lives. And
great,
it was really
testimonials.
Exactly. And it was the living wage concept that led me to this wage transparency that I'm currently focused on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody should be thinking about living wage. It's what got me involved in the $15 minimum wage raise hike. It's what's kind of put me on that path. But now I'm really focused on sort of the parity, right? Mm-hmm. And the pay parity and the wage transparency. So it was the beginning of a thought that led to a bunch of other thoughts.
And now the transparency segueing into transition.
Yeah.
How do you want to, what's next for you? How do you want to help other people or just women?
Yeah. So in 2017, my company's done really well over the years. We're about 100 people now. We've got two offices in Switzerland and office here in Boston. I decided to sell a majority share of my company to a private equity firm. So I closed that deal in January of 2017, which is amazing. I think that's like a milestone for a company to be able to get private equity backing. It's been an incredibly amazing experience. The equity partner we've chosen really cares about our culture, cares about our values, helps us live our values. But the clock's kind of started ticking because I had let them know that upon the next sale, which inevitably always happens, you know, 3 to 5 years later, they'll resell the company to a larger private equity firm or a strategic buyer, that I would be kind of exiting left at that point. So I'm not there yet, but I've, you know, I'm close enough to that happening that I've really given it a lot of thought as to like what I really want to do. And I think I know, sort of what I, this business that I've run and all the experience that I've learned and all the mistakes that I've made and been able to learn from, I think has been a really important step in me reaching what I think is like my life's purpose,
yes,
and my reason for being here. And so ultimately I've figured that out. And my reason for being here really is to help other people find their passion, find their purpose in life, find what they're supposed to be doing.
But
and if that leads to a great business, amazing. And it's not just women. I think that we need to unleash that power within all of us, particularly with women, but men alike.
Is it going to go beyond helping them with their life purpose? Are you really going to help them strategically with their living wage and making sure that all everything comes full
circle? Yeah, I think that it's, I hope that I can, what I really want to do is sort of lead some seminars on this topic. I have a sort of model that I've created. I'm writing a book.
Nice. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yes. Congrats.
I'll tell you about it later.
It's super fun to write
what
a book.
What is the book? Do you have a title?
Yeah. Funnily, it's called Turbo Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's a provocative title.
Turbo Jesus.
Yeah. So, but it is really about how a connection to spirit and life's purpose is possible for everyone. And so that's really what I want to do is I want to do some seminars, but I really want to work individually with people to look at their situation holistically and say, okay, this is how we find it. If you know what it is that you want to do, how do we make that into how do you turn that into a life-fulfilling company, maybe, or just project? Or maybe it's just changing the way your family works in order to allow you to kind of live out your passion. It could be volunteering and nonprofit work. It could be anything, really. So it's really about identifying.
So you want to help women and people in transition, but do you also want to help other people that might be, what, missing something?
Well, I feel that there's a lot of people, like I was, who wake up in the morning and think, God, there's got to be more to this. This work thing, this mom thing, this husband, this wife thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be
more
to this.
And that's what you were thinking before your company.
I had a very incredibly life-altering experience. We didn't even get into it, but years ago that the book is about that changed my, it was a trip to Brazil. My dad was dying of cancer. It's a whole big thing, but that's what the book is about, essentially a big transition for me. And so really it's about identifying what that is in each person. Everybody, maybe you're living it right now. Maybe you've woken up and you know what you're supposed to do. But I would bet there are a lot of people like me before I went to Brazil who wake up in the morning and think, there's more to this life.
What am I doing?
More to this life than what I'm doing as they sit over their laundry pile, you know?
Yeah.
And I said that to my husband. I said, don't you think about that? You know, I used to ask him the question. He's like, no. So maybe there are people who don't.
So it's probably safe to say that there are a lot more women that feel this than men.
There could be, but I it's fair to say I think it's just whether I think it's very individualized. I wouldn't want to generalize and say that, but that's why I'm open to what I want to help is just men and women who are having that question go off in their head.
Yes.
What is out there? There's got to be something I'm here for. And that search.
Or a way I could be doing it
differently. And I may never, and that feeling of like, God, I may die and never find it.
Yeah.
They can. And so I have a model for how to find it. So what I want to do is teach people how to connect, how to understand what that is so that they can go on and live their life's purpose alongside being a wife and a mother and a worker.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not, doesn't need to be
simultaneous.
Yep. Simultaneously.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. We got to go to break. my guest is Megan Driscoll. You can go to megandriscoll.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9
WATD. Hi, I'm Leticia Costa, Vice President of Business Banking, Commercial Lender with Eastern Bank. Eastern Bank has been the number one SBA lender in New England for 8 consecutive years. My goal is to support small businesses with completely customizable lending options. It can be complicated, so that's why I, Leticia Costa, do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's start the conversation. Contact me at l.costa@easternbank.com.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com.
Listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Beautiful song. And the creators of the video, they really made it really interesting. It's almost like he's still here.
Yeah, I know.
Like the hand going over his hair.
I know.
It's so sweet.
I know it is.
Yeah.
And in that song, it's very light, but you can hear it. You hear him intake breath.
Yeah.
I love that part of the song.
Oh.
You know, his giving of life to that song.
Mm.
And that you can hear it subtly at the beginning of each of his sort of like belting out. It's really beautiful.
It is. And these were all your songs.
I know.
This is the first. I've never had a guest give me all the music before.
These are my favorite songs.
And usually they'll give me one or two. Yeah. And I'll say, well, I don't know if they'll work, but all of yours work.
I know. I love them. When I every time they've come on before, before we've been talking, I've been like, oh, I love this song, tapping my feet, singing it.
So I want to touch one more time on the Do It For Your Daughters. So it's Do It Number Four, Your Daughters, because they're the ones. You have a daughter. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to pay the price. And we really need to think about their future.
Yeah, for sure. I think Do It For Your Daughters was the first of the two. It was aligned with my feeling about a living wage. It was aligned with my feeling about how it's going to take us too long if we keep doing what we're doing right now.
What is the transparency website again?
It's wagetransparency.org.
Okay.
And then that led to, you know, just the general wage transparency website and the thought process on pay parity. I think ultimately, right, what is important is that we as leaders think about the decisions we make today and their effect on our future. I wish our politicians would do that, right? Mm. The decisions we're making today are...
Some of them are.
A lot in Massachusetts, I think we're progressive, but I think nationally what's happening from a political standpoint is not thoughtful about what will happen in our future. We're going to leave our children not only with debt, but with a dying planet, you know? I mean, so
yeah.
I wish we had more thought process around our future.
It's very scary. It's very scary.
It's very upsetting, actually, quite frankly. It's very upsetting. And it's very interesting to have that play out on the backdrop of the Me Too movement.
Mm.
I find
I have to be careful when I say me. I'm so excited. Me too. I'm like about the meeting. I mean, about here.
I know.
Here. Like,
I know.
But it's important to recognize.
Talk about these things.
Talk.
Transparently.
Yes.
Right? And not feel like we can't talk about the things that have happened to us, that are currently happening to us. that are upsetting us, that are wrong.
It's not speaking about things that's taboo.
Right.
When you're not talking about things, that has become the taboo.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about airing your dirty laundry all over the internet in the ugly way that the internet has been progressing. But really talking about things in a positive way.
It's a woman saying to her boss, I don't think I'm paid fairly. I'd like to be paid fairly. Having the confidence to be able to go in and say, I think Jim in my group is paid more than me. Yes. I heard he is.
And the boss saying, you know what? We're going to look at that and we're going to make it all transparent.
Exactly. So I actually call on owners to actually pull their data by level. So if you pulled your salary data by level or by group, you know, and you have project managers, do you just see. Do you have a problem? Are you paying all of your Johns more than you're paying your Marys? Are you? You know, and I think that's the beginning.
It's
a recognition of fact, right? If it's a fact that in every department across the board, your men are being paid more than your women in your organization, you have an obligation as an owner to change that, right? And by changing that, you are going to get women who are so
The productivity and the energy level.
And that's what happened when I increased everyone's base pay. Our productivity went up. Our retention went up. I mean, we had a real company. Our profit margin went up. A year we had infused $500,000 into salaries. Our profit went up.
So why are people dragging their feet? People don't like change.
Well, I also think that the speed and pace.
I think we're almost out of time.
Yeah, the speed and pace of business is fast, and I think there's a lot going on. And what I'm asking is people to just stop and pay attention to this.
Yeah.
And just be thoughtful
And make a change if you are the one in charge and you're capable of making a change.
Yeah, it's
be it.
You're,
do it.
Yeah, leadership is hard for all of those reasons.
Well, so I want to mention one more time you're being honored at the BWME Story Behind Her Success Luncheon, which is being held Friday, October 19th at the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy. You can get tickets. They're available on Eventbrite for $80 a ticket. If you want to be inspired, I can't wait. I'm going to
go. Yeah, Liz Bruner's going to be, you know, she's a name.
Candy O'Terry.
Candy O'Terry. Have you heard her voice? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I was on the phone with her to organize this.
Her voice is like unbelievable. Yeah. She's got a great radio voice.
So if you can go to Eventbrite and check it out. Do you have one final quick thought?
I mean, my quick final thought is, you know, life is very short. We all know that. And it is on us all there. We are all here for a reason higher, with a higher purpose. And it's on us to find out what that is. And our life will become so much more fulfilled if we do so.
And let's
get
curious.
But exactly. Mm. Right. I just, you know, I really want people to believe that if you're searching, you can find the answers.
All right, I want to leave you with one final thought. This is by Amelia Earhart. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity.
Lovely.
Love it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. It
was
great
fun
meeting you.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for listening. Hope you tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great weekend. And remember, knowledge is power.